Making a movie is a complicated business. There has to be a script, a producer, a director, actors, costumes, sets, props, and a seemingly endless list of jobs to be done. If you've ever watched a movie through the end of the credits, you know what I mean. Today, Current State launches an ambitious project to follow the process of making a movie in Michigan from start to finish. And our Scott Pohl joins me with the first installment of a series we're calling Movie Making in Michigan. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark.
Give us some of the basics of how movie making in Michigan, this project is going to play out.
Well, the way I've described this to people is like this. I'm going to be with this group of people from start to finish on this project. And here's what I mean by to the finish. The finish could be we've run out of money, it peters out, and the movie never gets made. Or if the final step is Hollywood and they're collecting their Oscars. These people are going to let me follow them every step of the way in making this movie. And that includes all sorts of things. You mentioned a few jobs in the introduction, but things like the writing, the casting, choosing sets and locales, the music, editing the movie, maybe the festival circuit, and probably the most important step of the process is the whole issue of raising enough money to actually get started. So I'll be along with them every step of the way. These are veteran independent filmmakers who know what can go wrong in a project like this. So they're prepared to deal with any obstacles they might encounter too.
What's the movie about?
Well, as you might imagine, they don't want me to give too much away. They don't want future viewers of the movie to hear spoilers. They want people to enjoy the movie if and when the movie comes out. I can tell you basically that it's about the struggles of a retired boxer.
And who are we going to meet in this first installment, then?
Well, I talked with Rich Gotiri. This movie was his idea. He wrote it. He rewrote it with a writing partner. He put the team together. And Rich is also planning to play the struggling retired boxer in the movie. So he's also an actor. He told me that he got the idea for the story while working for a while at a Detroit market.
It was. It was my idea. I came here to visit some friends for a couple of weeks, and I realized that they had to work during the day, so what was I going to do? And my buddy said, well, come work with me. So I went to work with him at the market, and, you know, those guys start work at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I did that for almost 3 weeks straight. And then when I came back here to Detroit to work for Second City, I actually worked with them for 3 months to research the movie.
Has it been your intention from the start that you would play the lead?
It was. I wrote the vehicle for myself, and my literary agent read the movie, the script, the first version, and had someone want to option the movie, which means that they pay you and they try to raise money. And in 90 days, they either give you the script back or you get to keep the money and get the script back, both of those things. And so we optioned it, and I cashed the check, and I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have gave them that option. So I kind of prayed that they wouldn't sell it, and they didn't. So we got it back, and I vowed never to do it again. And two other people wanted to option the movie, but I said no.
Who might be your inspiration for not only writing a movie, but hoping to play the lead yourself? There's a lot not to like about this character.
There is a lot not to like. He's obnoxious at times, and he's very angry. And I think that's just because he has a lot of pain. And I think that he's likable also just as much. And I think at the end we see that a lot of this is coming from his past and his parents, and the drinking is inherited, I think, in his case. You root from him almost from, let's say, 20 pages in, you start rooting for him slowly, 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 and it builds to liking him. So that was the goal.
I don't want to give too much away about the story, but I guess what I might ask you to do is look ahead 5 years when there's the one or two sentence description and TV guide for this movie. Tell our listeners what the story of this project is.
Two brothers, through very tough times, find a true meaning of life, love and family.
And you did that great. I'm going to save that for TV Guide.
I just made it up. I don't know. I'm sweating thinking about it. But I think that's really what it comes down to, you know, family, love, and what life's really about. You know, I think we all want millions of dollars in the back of our minds or to be financially set, and that's wonderful. But, you know, it really doesn't come down to that. It comes to the people in your lives, the experiences you have. So, 'cause I think at the end of our lives, the things we'll really truly have as the line there is experiences. You know, not money. It's not going to do you any good.
Now, you wrote this how long ago?
I first wrote my first draft in 97. And that's when we optioned it in 98. And I've been holding on to it since then. And my writing partner, I brought Mike Malaya in, my writing partner. We've written, around 10 scripts together. We're in pre-production for a movie right now called The Italy Boys, Christopher Walken. And I said, Mike, let's do a rewrite together on this. So that's why I brought Mike in. So the last rewrite was, I believe, October 25th, 2012.
Is it one of those things that you hear about, it sat in a drawer for a period of time?
It did. It just sat there. It just sat there. and it wasn't the right time. Back in 98, it was really hard to make a movie yourself. Now it's a little easier with video and things of that nature. So I think it was for a reason that it sat there.
And maybe you were too young for the character back then.
I was just thinking that as you said that. That's funny that you said that. I think it clicked in our heads at the same time. Yeah, I think now, being older, I've experienced more and I understand more about people. So yeah, I think it definitely made the last draft that we did. I definitely couldn't have wrote it in 98.
In terms of the nuts and bolts of getting a movie made, am I missing a step there between the time that you wrote the script and where we are today? Is there anything I'm missing there? Because it's simple to think, script, call some people in and read it. I'm
right.
Sure there's more to it that I've missed there in the last year or so.
I think what's happened is, like you said, it was the right timing. Pat Moog, who's directing the feature, has directed three or four features right now. Richard Jewell has produced two or three things. It just seemed like now was the right time. We all just came together. And we've worked together before in different capacities. And I said to them, I just wanted you guys to look at the script. And Pat loved it, Richard loved it. And then that's how it all came about again, But in the back of my mind, it was always there to do.
Now, I sat through a read-through today with some actors who were brought in.
Yeah.
Some maybe will be cast, some maybe will not.
Right.
What did you learn today?
The thing I learned the most, because I'd never heard it read before, my own performance or anybody else's, was I knew the drama was there and the intensity and the anger was there, but would the comedy come through? And they did a great job and the comedy came through. So that was my big thing, that the comedy came through.
All right, so what's next?
Next for us will be, we're meeting with our director tomorrow. He has notes for us, possibly changing some things. Instead of a boxer, making him a football player, next football player. Just some changes, and we'll start rewriting again. And once we rewrite, we'll have another reading. And at the same time, once that's rewritten and he approves of it, and Richard approves, when we all approve on the script, then we'll try and raise some money.
That was going to be my next question, was money. Money being paramount in making a movie. Has any money been raised? Where are you in that process?
Well, I wish Paramount would make the movie. No, we haven't tried yet, because you really have to have a polished script. And that's what we're doing now, is we're polishing the script. So once we have the polished script, we have a list of people that we'd like to approach. And I don't know if we'll do a read for them all in one room, or we'll get it to them individually, but that'll be the next step.
Am I correct that there are people, aside from yourself, who are already involved in this project, committed to this project, who haven't been paid, have no idea when they're going to get paid or if they're ever going to get paid?
That is everyone involved in the project. None of us know about getting. We do know if we make the movie, when we make the movie, we will get paid, through the Writers Guild, through the Screen Actors Guild. Producers will get money back. But you are so at the first stages of it. So it's exciting to see where we're going to go.
In terms of independent filmmaking, how typical is this?
I think it's very typical, especially in the state of Michigan. We're trying to get tax incentive money also, which will help us here in Michigan. It's like I said, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was no video, still film. So now everybody's making a movie. But the question is, still making a quality film, and that's what we're trying to do.
Now, as we have gotten into starting this process, I want to make it clear to our listeners that you and I, indirectly through Richard Jewell, are committed to following this story from start to finish, wherever that leads us, wherever the finish might be. And the way I've been telling people about this project is that if the finish is that it blows up and never gets made, then that's our last installment. If the finish is the Kodak Theater and accepting your Oscars, we're going to go there with you, right?
Yeah, I hope to see you in Los Angeles.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be amazing. It really would. We're so appreciative to you for what you're doing, because I don't think it's ever been done. I mean, I truly don't. And I know I love listening to your station, and this is the kind of stuff I love it for. It's having the guts to do something totally different. And even my director and my producers, I mean, we might not make it. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be a realist. We're going to try. We want to make it, and I think we will make it. But, I mean, we're all putting it on the line there because if we don't make it, you know, we don't look great, but we tried.
Well, we have lots of steps in between here and Oscars Sunday. and so I'm going to mention a few that I'm sure would be part of the process, and perhaps you can fill in others that I'll be leaving out. There's fundraising. There's casting. There's
location
searches. There's editing. Music, I suppose, might be part of this. And with your help, we'll be there at every step.
Well, we appreciate that so much. And yeah, there's so much involved. I mean, even we have to get representation, we have to get lawyers involved, and we have to get agreements, and we have to get an LLC. So there's so many steps involved. And I'm sure there'll be more, actually.
I left one important one out, and that is being on the set.
Being on set is the greatest feeling in the world. Especially, I've worked with Pat before and Richard before, and we have a lot of flexibility there to improvise and go off book. And since Mike and I are on set as writers, we can change things right there. We don't have to wait for a writer or depend on another writer. We'll be there. So that'll save a lot of time, too, and money.
Rich Gotiri, thank you so much, and good luck with this movie-making project in Michigan.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Well, this sounds like a fun project, Scott. What's next?
Well, in our next installment, I'll introduce you to Patrick Moog. He's going to direct this movie.
Look forward to it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure.